Hey, welcome back to the Parallax Perspectives podcast with myself, Daniel Lawson. This is the second episode of many to come in this epic series that we're building out together. The way that we're going to run these episodes is the first, or the odd numbers, if you like, is going to be just with myself and you and the listeners, and to really open up some of these conversations. And then every second episode, I'm going to be inviting an incredible lineup of guests that are going to be bringing, of course, more perspectives, more inputs, elaborate on the conversations that we're having, that I hope and I trust are going to be tying back into some of these sessions that we're doing here personally between you and I also. So my first guest, I'm super pumped to invite in. What an incredible person to start with. I met him through Relentless Education. My first impressions, to be honest, I felt like he was a bit rah-rah, kind of over the top. I don't know whether his energy really gelled with my own. Maybe I thought it was kind of a bit fake or put on, because that's what it is that we see in, I don't know, this world at the moment to some degree. Or maybe it was just a reflection of my own insecurities around someone with such a big, bold energy. So in this episode, we're going to be joined with Andy Anderson. What I discovered is during all the time that we've worked together, so as an insight, we've worked together over 6 months, 8 months now, and I continue to work with Andy and my own business as well. So I've got so much respect for him. But during this time, what I discovered is his energy and relentlessness was not only real, but it's what I personally needed at the time that we met and during my transition into peak performance. And I love what he brings, even though it's really high, masculine, dominant energy. I love, and I've seen behind the scenes that, you know, he shares that, well, what we all really want is to be seen, to be heard, to feel loved, to belong, to know that we're worthy. And that just ties so closely into my heart and the work that I do. And I love how he brings that nuance into this work, but through a high energy drive. So he's the founder of Ultimate You Fitness and an author of an incredible book under the same title, Ultimate You, or The Ultimate You. He is the founder of Change Labs, or Change Fitness Club, sorry, which Andy also hosted the TV show Change Labs Challenge. It's on Channel 7 in Australia, based out of Melbourne. If you're in that part of the world, it probably can be streamed online. I'll drop some links in the show notes for this. And he co-hosts the Relentless podcast also. He is a professional athlete, does a lot of training, and his message is simple: become relentless for success in life. Andy specializes in business and he's an expert in health and fitness, but what I really love in what he shares is that his message can be applied to all areas of life. So I want to invite you, lean in, enjoy this high energy session with Andy Anderson, and start applying it into your life. So jump in, and I trust that you'll love this session. Mr. Andy Anderson, thank you so much for being here. It's so good to have you here on the Parallax Perspectives podcast. How are you doing today, man?
Good, man. Super excited to be here, man. I love what you do, as you know, so it's an absolute pleasure.
Mate, thank you so much. I love your work. You know, I know that you're a CEO, you've been a pro athlete, you're an internationally published author, you've been a TV host, you've got your podcast there at Relentless Education, all the talks that you're doing in your business, coach, mentor, and I want to say thank you so much for all the inspiration, work, mentoring that you've just given me in my business. It's been a huge kick up the ass for myself. Diving into this conversation and bringing the attitude of relentlessness, like relentless drive, into leveling up our life. I've been wanting to ask you this question for ages. And I know that when we come together, it's just like get shit done kind of energy. So now we're opening up the space. I'm really curious, where did this attitude, like, it stands out so strong within you, for me, how you just turn up with this relentlessness, this relentless pursuit of excellence. I've wondered, where has this come from within yourself? Have you always been this way, or has there been like a pivotal moment that you've stepped into this way of being to create success in your life?
Yeah, man, great question. I mean, I think that it was definitely earned and developed over time. I don't think anyone's born immediately with, you know, super super levels of focus or relentlessness or determination. I think it's a learned behavior. I think anyone can learn it if they truly dedicate themselves and grind it out over periods of time. But I think for me growing up, I was, you know, we didn't have money. I always wanted more. I was never satisfied. I always felt like I didn't have enough, or I didn't have as much as the other kids had and things like that. So look, I think without going into too much detail of every facet of my life growing up, I think that I just felt like I deserved more. I wanted more. And the only way to become more was to turn up that energy, was to get super focused and create this level of relentless drive and momentum, which I, you know, inevitably end up applying every single day of my life.
Yeah, man. It's so epic. It's such a great way to come and be. And I think there's a lot of what you've shared and parted with me that has lit a fire under my ass to really create that success. And I totally resonate with that story of going, you know, I wouldn't say that my childhood is mediocre, but it certainly wasn't easy. It took a lot of that showing up. I totally resonate with having to turn up in the kind of ways that I need to create the outcomes that I wanted in life.
Mm-hmm. So true, man. So true. I think it's so important. Yeah. You know, growing up and facing adversity as you grow up and wanting more for yourself and then having failures and having those little bumps in the road, but then proving to yourself that you can overcome them. Every time you do that, you're gaining more confidence. You're gaining a little bit more strength. You're gaining a little bit more relentlessness that you then can apply to another situation and another project time after time. So, you know, I'm not so sure about your childhood growing up, but I think we all face things and we can either look at them as negatives or take them on as positives and lessons and then use them for our future. And I think, you know, people like you and me, we've chosen to use those as positives and to help us grow.
Yeah, man. It's so true. I wonder, going into that a little bit deeper, why is relentlessness like the art almost? I feel like it's an art of relentlessness, or this art, this approach of a relentless pursuit, such an important attribute to adopt within us. And is it for everyone?
Well, look, I think that's up to the individual to make that choice. You know, is it for everyone? I can't make that decision for anyone except myself. And I try to inspire other people to do more and be more. But why I think it's so important is because, you know, I think as humans, our default is to be comfortable. Our default is to do less. Our default is to be stagnant because, I mean, look, there's many reasons for that, but I just think that inevitably we want to do that more than we want to push ourselves. So if we want to truly be successful, though, if we really want to create a better life for ourselves, we cannot let ourselves fall into that default mode. We cannot let ourselves fall into complacency. And so to create this momentum and this energy around constantly pushing yourself outside of the comfort zone, constantly challenging yourself to do more and to be more, you know, that is a gift you truly need to earn and give yourself if you want to take your life to another level, if you truly want to create and transform everything around you and potentially for others as well. And so I think that's why it's so important, because it's so easy to give up. It's so easy to be comfortable, especially in this day and age, man. As you know, I live in Australia, the greatest country in the world in my view. But here, we have it so freaking good. It is so easy just to get a job and chill. It is so easy. You know, I could be on the dole and be living a better life than most people around the globe. So that in itself can, you know, push a lot of people into a world of, like I said, complacency and just lacks, which in turn never fulfills anyone truly. And I've always just had something within me that didn't want that really sort of actually hated that, hated the thought of that, was almost disgusted by that. And so, you know, the other alternative is just building that relentlessness and to constantly craft this energy to make sure that no matter what you face, you can overcome and continue forward.
Yeah, man. I love how that just resonates with my view on the world of not settling for mediocrity. It's like the antidote of mediocrity. And I'm from New Zealand, but have spent years in Australia. And New Zealand, Australia, you know, I think we got it so good there. It is so easy. And it's very easy to slip into that complacency and that mediocrity. but it doesn't really lead to anywhere good, does it?
No, no, not at all, not at all. And that's the game, that's the challenge. You know, when we want to, like primarily, we want to do nothing. We want to be safe, even from a genetic and DNA level, a primal level. We are designed to keep ourselves safe so we can survive, so we can move forward. So everything tells us to stop. Everything tells us to slow down. Everything tells us to keep ourselves as safe and comfortable as possible. And you're really fighting against not only societal norms, but also your own DNA and your own genetics. And so, you know, that's the game. That is the subtle art of relentlessness, that you have to outthink yourself. You have to out-challenge yourself every single day and face adversity, face societal norms, face yourself, and break outside that comfort zone continuously. And look, it's challenging. There's no doubt about it. But if you're passionate about learning and you're passionate about improving and you really want to make a difference, then there's no other option.
Yeah, man. I love that message, facing the reality. I think I talked about this in one of the very first episodes on this podcast, facing the reality. It must be one of the most challenging things that we can do, and everything that you've just outlined there. And that's really what we're up against, isn't it? And I think we can lead into, well, how do we do that? I get that question so much, and going, Daniel, I want to do it, but there's a part of me that says, no, don't do it, can't do it. And I love where you're tapping into, going that primal DNA to go, well, shit, if I go and do that scary thing, am I going to die? Which I think is probably wiring in the brain from many millennia ago that's telling us, don't do it, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And so it takes a lot of willpower to show up to that, a lot of determination and the relentlessness, the art of being relentless. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And so, you know, how do you do that? I often talk about, I've written about this in my book, and you know, I've spoken to so many of my amazing clients about this, but I really focus on a strategy called progressive overload in any capacity. And so it's literally just about progressively chunking and stacking challenge in any capacity from small amounts into larger amounts. So you're not going completely into overwhelm, but you're slowly gaining this level of fitness, so to say, in any realm that you're trying to push yourself in. So you build up strength, you build up capacity, you build up volume, and over time, you become superhuman. Like, this is literally how you gain, you know, 10x strength, 10x momentum, 10x energy beyond what anybody else has. It's through progressively overloading yourself but staying consistent with that over years and years and years and years, until all of a sudden you look like you're superhuman compared to everyone else. But truly, it's just being you staying consistent with your vision, progressively overloading yourself every single day, and challenging yourself in these micro moments. And really, you know, it's that easy over time. But I think that people, they future pace so much and get overwhelmed by something so grand in their mind. They don't realize that they need to go chapter by chapter, and they're not going to scoot ahead to, you know, page 100 when really they're on page one, if that makes sense. So, you know, you've really got to look at it strategically. And if you look at it practically, anyone can do it, truly. It just takes that consistency, of course, dedication, but slowly but surely you will build up that relentlessness.
Yeah, such an important message. I think that's one of the more common things that I've seen with my clients also, is trying to go to from 0 to 100, you know, that comparison, going, oh, and then with the comparison comes the judgment. So I think comparison's awesome. It gives us a bit of a benchmark of where we're kind of sitting within our realm or our tribe of people, if you like, or whatever it is. But then looking outside of that, to go to the superhumans and go, well, I suck. I want to be like them and try to do what they're doing, and then get overwhelmed and go, well, I can't do it. And then the alternative is just give up completely. And so I love that message of going, just start with the micro steps and build it over time.
Yeah. And look, I think comparison's good. I don't think judgment's good. And the good news is you can compare without judgment, but we often don't realize that, because we compare emotionally, we don't compare logically. And so if you compare logically, it becomes competition. Competition is sacred. Competition is something that will bring out the savage in you, and you can use it resourcefully to push yourself to heights that you never thought possible. It's like, you know, whether this is, you know, people think this is right or wrong, I use this as a motivational strategy for myself. I always pick enemies. I always pick competition. Often I don't know them. They could be industry leaders. They could be this famous person, whatever it may be. But I always have certain enemies in any business that I have, and I use them as competition markers to push myself and challenge myself to beat them every single day. And I often find an enemy, and I look at their history and where they come from. I judge years. I judge what they've achieved in certain time frames, who they are. I look at other parts of their life. And then I use that as friendly competition to push myself to do more and be more. But I don't judge myself on where they are now. I judge myself on who I was yesterday. And so if you can approach any business in life like that and use these, you know, these primal mechanisms that we have, but don't let your emotion override logic, you will become a fucking savage. I hope I'm allowed to swear. I already did. Apologies. But you will become a fucking savage. And that is what takes you to new heights every single day. You know, a lot of people in this PC world these days has that mindset of, I have no competition. You know, it's like this PC mentality, which is fine. But I think they are missing a certain fuel that could change their lives if they looked a little deeper into how to use it, you know? So, man, I love competition and I love enemies and I use them logically, not emotionally. And if you can then create a bit of a strategy around that and you don't judge yourself in a negative sense and in a negative way around that, but instead you use those certain benchmarks to push you to new heights and then judge yourself on who you were yesterday, you'll do incredible things.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Powerful message. One of the other things that you mentioned there that I really love is the consistency, showing up over and over and over again. Something I've found within myself is consistency is often boring. It becomes like mundane. Even just going running in the morning, you know, like I'm no runner, going and running for 40 minutes in the morning, going 5-7K, whatever it is. I'm like, geez, I got to keep showing up to this. I think there is bringing a relentlessness to the boredom and allowing that to fuel our consistency. And there's a lot of value within that. What's your thoughts around it?
Yeah, man, absolutely. I think that's where discipline comes into play. You know, there are things in life. I mean, even in any good business, any good predictable business will become boring at some point because it's so systemized and it's so predictable to run. But that's freaking success. That's incredible in regards to that function of growing a business. And so I think in any capacity, there are going to be moments of boredom, but that is also part of the game. You know, this is where you have to kick in that discipline. And it's so important to learn that as an entrepreneur, an athlete, in anything really, anything you want to achieve greatness in, you're going to have to face those spouts of boredom until you shake it up and take things to another level, which inevitably will become scary and exciting yet again. But again, these are the patterns of growth. This is the flow of progress. And so you can't have one without the other. But the greats know that you have to have discipline even around the things that you're bored with or that you don't like, and you have to do it like you love it. You have to be able to apply that consistency in boredom or in the things that you hate like you love it, like you are absolutely passionate about it. And that's what will keep you going time in and time out.
Yeah, for sure. You know, relentlessness and what we're talking about here and really wanting more and even the way that you open up the conversation today, I think there's the perception, at least from the other side of going, you know, it can be perceived to be unhealthy. And, you know, the toxic hustle culture comes into it that leads into burnout or, you know, the endless dissatisfaction when we're always striving for more. What are your thoughts and distinctions around these challenges within the culture today when we're bringing relentlessness and this attitude to success for a healthy and functional way to being able to adopt it into our life?
Yeah, well, look, I don't think it's one or the other, you know? Like, I think that people go into hustle culture or they judge hustle culture and they don't realize that to build something from the ground up as an entrepreneur, to build multiple companies from nothing, initially you have to sacrifice everything. Like, there's an initial part of building a business, or there's an initial part of learning a skill that takes way more energy and effort. It takes way more discipline, way more sacrifice, way more focus than any other time of that business. And that is where you need to apply absolute obsessive discipline and relentlessness. But there will become a time, once you get through that phase, where you can add in more balance, so to say, or more recovery time, or whatever it may be. So I think that when you're an entrepreneur, or when you're in business, if you're a coach, whatever you're doing, and you're really wanting to build and get obsessive about, you got to understand that nothing is forever, and that there's always phases and there's peaks and troughs. And I think that you have to, at certain points in business, sacrifice, get absolutely obsessive, be delusional, give everything to it, block out the world, go dark, and do what it takes. But then you also have to be intelligent enough, even during that phase of obsessive focus, that if you are feeling like you're going to die or you're going to burn out, what do? You take a day. You take a day and you properly recover. You go and do oxygen. You go do ice baths. You go and do a walk or workout or whatever it may be. Like, whatever helps you recover and recharge, you need to be able to be strategic and add that in. But then you've got to get straight back on the horse and keep charging forward. And eventually, as that business grows and as the systems get implemented and you get staff and you come to a level of predictability in the business, it takes less of you and less of your manpower and drive to make the business move forward and grow. And so then you can back off and give yourself a little bit more time, energy, love, and effort, whatever that is, right? So I think that it's important to understand that you need both. You need to know when to recover. You've got to be intelligent about it. But there is no doubt that when you are building a business from scratch and you really want to fast track things and you've got, you know, big vision, big deadlines, you need to be obsessive and you need to go all in. I've never met and spoken to a great entrepreneur that has said any different. No great entrepreneur who has achieved massive things has ever said starting a business was easy. I've never heard that, not once. So that's my thoughts.
Mate, it takes me back to the days where I moved to Bali thinking I was a big swinging dick entrepreneur because I had some money in the bank and I had this great dream. And I thought, I know, I'm going to go and build. The reason I'm building a business is because I want a lifestyle and I'm going to do it from the beaches in Bali. And man, I don't know whether it's possible to go and have a startup business on the beaches in Bali and really fast track success in that way. It's just like, there wasn't enough hustle and grind within that. It was too much lifestyle and drinking coconuts and bintangs and the business.
It's funny, Ben. It's a great point. Yeah, it's almost like, I think you may have made it a little bit more challenging for yourself. Too many awesome distractions in Bali that can throw you away from that initial grind. I mean, it's not impossible by any stretch, but definitely a few extra distractions, no doubt.
So if somebody's tuning in, listening to this, maybe they've got business already figured out. They're making like multiple seven figures already. Business is not the main priority. They've got some other challenges in life. Can we apply the same concept to other areas of life? I know that you're an expert in fitness and health and I don't know about relationships or other areas. Can we take this whole conversation and insert it, you know, the whole relentless bring it all kind of attitude in any area that we want to level up?
Absolutely, man. There's no doubt about it. You know, where your focus goes, your energy flows, results show. And I think if you have that level of focus in business and you've been able to create success in one of the most challenging things there is in life, business is definitely one of the hardest things to be successful at, then you are absolutely able to apply that to every single facet of life, absolutely anything, especially health and fitness, especially martial arts. These things, there's so many crossovers and in relevancy between fitness, martial arts, and learning, you know, even relationships and learning business. So, look, there is no doubt that whatever you want to improve, whatever you want to be great at, if you put the right level of focus and attention to detail into it, you can be freaking great at it. It really just comes down to what you're passionate about, what you value most, and then that will determine what you focus on, right?
Yeah. When it comes to this conversation and like the energy that you bring into this, I'd really love to hear your view on it. The flip side of like, you know, you obviously bring this high masculine energy, the way that you communicate. I think it's really functional in building business and going and doing hard things. And I know we've spoken about this in the past as well, that it's not all just that big power, like strength energy. There's also in the times of challenge, especially when it comes to relationships, interpersonal skills and that kind of thing, you know, like the challenge is to show more grace. Or like for me, for a lot of my life was the challenge of compassion. Like I don't feel like I was demonstrated compassion from a male role model in my life. And I believed I never had it. And the challenge was to be more compassionate. Or like the challenge was like a deep inner loneliness. That's was my driving factor of building my business for so many years. I just was fucking lonely, and it was way easier than to invest a lot of my time, effort, energy into something that I could distract myself with this passion, inspiration, what it is that I'm building. So coming back and, you know, maybe having a flip side of the feminine energies, or like, how do you bring relentlessness into some of these softer energies, especially when it comes to self-care or caring for others and interpersonal skills? What's your views on this?
For sure, man. I mean, I think you need to look at your life and judge the success of those different areas based on the results that you truly want, right? And having a 0 to 100 warrior mentality is not going to yield you results in every single facet of life, like in your personal relationship with your girlfriend or your wife or, you know, your husband, whatever it may be. So, you know, in regards to relationships, you have to learn, even though it can be challenging sometimes, to flip the energy. You have to learn to be calm and to listen more and to figure out all of these skills and apply them consistently. But I really think it comes down to being strategic in all of those different areas and learning how to drop into those energies as quickly as possible. Because where I think a lot of people go wrong is that they spend so much time in business, because it takes up most of the day, in this high aggressive energy, that they don't know how to switch it off or how to then, you know, chunk down and pivot energy flow or that, I guess, you know, tune into feminine, whatever it may be. They don't know how to do that instantaneously or fast enough that when they come home, they then rock the boat. They end up arguing with their partners. They don't know how to listen and communicate. They end up clashing with other people around them, things of that nature. And so, you know, for me, one of the things that I always do, even in a business sense, is that I come in always intentionally with who I'm dealing with and what energy I need. And so if I am teaching, or if I'm coaching, it's a different energy to if I'm selling or managing, or a completely different energy, or if I'm in vision creation or planning mode. And so I've got a few little strategies that I implement around affirmation and around, you know, meditation, that I utilize before I drop into different departments or different relationship situations, to just help me wind back a little bit, tune into who I need to be in that situation. And then it helps me drop in a lot in such a smoother fashion than if I was just like a raging bull going from here to here to here, trying to figure myself out. Unfortunately for me, it just doesn't work that way. So I often use a little bit of meditation and affirmation to just tune into that next level or that next version of myself that I need to be. And that helps me adapt to different situations without really rocking the energy of other people, and also helping me serve that situation and that individual so much better every single time. So that's sort of how I think about shifting energy and really just judging the situation or the job or the project, judging it accurately around who I need to be within that project or within that relationship. And not every relationship needs a bull, you know, not every relationship needs fire. Sometimes you need to be water, you know, sometimes you need to be earth. And so you really need to, I guess, have that intuition and that understanding of how you fit into those situations and then adapt accordingly.
Yeah. It's such a valuable insight. You hear it all the time. What do I need to do? Always focus on the doing, right? But so much of this conversation, echoing what you said, is, well, who is it that I need to become? How is it that I should be showing up? When we're conscious of how it is that we're showing up, often the doing takes care of itself, and then the results are inevitable. I love that you're bringing that to front of awareness and being intentional around it. It's a really, really powerful reminder. The different versions of ourselves, you know, like me hanging out here with you, it'd be weird if I went away and then hung out with my girlfriend on a dinner date in this kind of energy, having this kind of conversation. So the different versions, it's real funny, powerful.
But so many people don't know how to break that, do they? They think they have to be one way, one energy always. Otherwise, they feel like they're inconsistent with who they truly need to be. But I think, you know, the most successful people in the world are chameleons, in a sense that they know how to adapt to every situation appropriately to get the best out of themselves and the best out of others. And that's not being fake. That is just being in tune with your environment.
Yeah, it's so good. So as somebody's listening to this podcast going, all right, I know that I've been playing small. I've been settling for less or mediocrity, being comfortable. Andy, got your message. Really want to become relentless. What's the starting point in getting this moving, like first stepping stone?
First stepping stone is self-awareness. Understand, you know, what is stopping you and really what is the fear behind that? What is the fear that is holding you back from having that hard conversation that you've been scared to have? What is that fear around starting that business that you've been wanting to start, or writing that book you've been wanting to write, or doing that social media post that you've been wanting to post? You know, what is the fear that's holding you back? If you have awareness around the fear, you can outthink it logically. But if you are not paying attention to what's truly driving it, you're truly looking at the world from an emotional standpoint, and you will always see or feel that fear and see a red light rather than a green light. And that's where the problem lies. So every morning, you know, take some time to journal. What is the thing that has been bugging you? What is the thing that you want to do? And why have you not been doing it? Why have you not applied yourself to do it? Write down the answers. Ask the question, what fear is behind this? Is it the fear of rejection? Is it the fear of judgment? Is it the fear of failure? You know, what is truly stopping you? And then when you can look at that and you can really see how it is illogical and it doesn't even make sense, and the likelihood of, you know, you dying from having a bad conversation with your partner or an uncomfortable conversation with, you know, someone that's been bugging you, and you can also see the upside of you actually doing it and what it'll do for your life, when you can start to like pro and con that from a logical standpoint, you start to make decisions faster, and all of a sudden that process actually becomes second nature. You can do that in your mind really quickly. And so the more you start to do it practically in the real world, writing it down pen to paper, soon enough, you start to use that process mentally in your mind, and you can start to face fears and overcome them and push yourself to do uncomfortable things instantaneously. And that's when your world changes, because you're doing this in time as you go in the world, and you are just taking action on everything. And honestly, that is where your success lies.
Yeah. It's like turning around to face the bear or face the thing that is the scary thing, right? Rather than trying to continue to outrun it forever, and eventually it catches up. But all that outrunning, all that time spent running, is just wasted time. That's the greatest cost, the opportunity cost, rather than moving forward. Andy, thank you so much for coming and sharing all of your wisdom, your motivation, your inspiration, and such like key important insights to just going for more. I really love the perspectives that you bring around holistic success. And I'm reluctant to use the word balance, because balance would presuppose going 50-50. What I hear is going all in on what's important, and what's important across the different areas of life that are important as well. And I think it takes a lot of courage to show up and bring this relentlessness to getting those really incredible outcomes like you've been demonstrating and you help so many people with. I really love that. As we wrap up, this is the Parallax Perspectives podcast. It's all about creating more choice, more opportunities through expanding perspectives. Is there one further gold nugget that you'd love to drop here for the audience to go away and really reflect and ponder upon?
look, I think moving into 2024, really figure out what your highest value is for that year. You know, if it's business, then you need to start getting obsessed with learning and applying, facing adversity and repeating that process. And I think that, you know, it's such an awesome time of year to get clear on what's most important to you right now and who you want to be in 12 months' time. So when this period of time comes back around, you can look back and say, wow, I'm really proud of myself. I did something incredible. And so I would 100%, if you're listening to this, get super obsessed with learning the most high leverage thing that you can in your business right now as a coach, as an entrepreneur, so you can get the most out of 2024 and face those fears every single day. If you can do those things next year, you are going to end the year like you never have before. And again, that's where that leveraged momentum, that leveraged success lies. So I think that's the last thing that I'd say for the podcast. But man, I also just want to say to you, I love your message. I love what you do. You are, you know, you're such an awesome example of this, and you're a true inspiration to everyone watching. So man, keep doing what you're doing. It's incredible.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. And likewise, right back at you. For the audience that's loving your energy, your message, your style, how is it that you help people, and what's a great way they can get in touch with you if they want to reach out to you?
Absolutely. So you can probably Instagram's the best one to follow me on socials, Andy_I_Anderson. And then also check us out at Relentless Education, www.relentlesseducation.com.au. Everything you need to know about me is there.
And helping build epic businesses. Love it. Thank you so much for all your insights, man. Can't wait to keep pushing through, keep creating awesomeness together. And well, who knows where we're going to be going into 2024, the best year yet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting. We'll see you on the other side.